Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This month's insurance slot, we are dealing with home insurance, the do's and the don'ts, and what you need to keep in mind when you're taking out your home insurance. And joining me as always is Paul Kavanagh, who is Executive Director of McCarthy Insurance Group. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Patricia.
And you're very welcome. And I suppose the very first point that we want to, a myth, I suppose, that you want to dispel, all insurance, home insurance policies are not the same.
Absolutely not, and I'm saying that emphatically because there are so many different things going on in the house, number one, and number two, all the insurers have different types and styles of policies that have little nuances in the policy that may or may not suit you personally. So it is a very personal matter, and I always take the view it's your home. Your home is your castle, and your castle is probably the biggest asset you have and will ever have. So you need to look after it, and you can't treat it flippantly. You've got to make sure that everything that you want is covered in your policy. And if you're moving policy, that anything that you want to put into the new policy, you got to make sure that it's in there. And I use the word, don't take anything for granted.
Because how often do you hear of somebody who thought they were covered, and then when they worked out they weren't covered, and then it was in the small print, and who reads all of the small print is kind of the attitude a lot
Correct.
Of people have.
I empathise totally, and advice is free. Go and get the advice. I've said it on the programme previously. Go talk to your insurance broker who will give you the proper advice and say, no, do you know what? I'd stay where I am if I were you, because that you have the proper cover, and that's the cover you want, not a cheaper cover that doesn't have the cover that you want.
Now, you've put together what I think, and I was reading down through it, is a home checklist. These are the things people need to keep in mind and ask themselves when they're going for home insurance. Talk me through that.
Well, absolutely. And I'm sorry that the list is so extensive, but I tried to get it all into one page. And you know, am I covering everything? I'm probably not. But these are the main things that are in there. Like, do you have paying guests, B&B, or even lodgers? You need to tell your insurance company, because the last thing you want to find out is that they're not covered or that you've invalidated your policy. Airbnb is coming back into vogue
very
again.
Very popular.
And there is cover involved in the Airbnb policy, but it doesn't cover your home as standard either. You need to talk to your own insurer about it. And we did have an incident there about 3 years ago, actually, where a house went on fire and the work was being done in association with Airbnb. And we had a huge problem getting the claim paid. Eventually, and it was all naivety, and the person assumed there was no problem, but it would have been a problem. We got it sorted at the end of the day, but you know what I mean? You learn something new every day. That's what I always say.
Okay. Home heating oil.
Yes, I think I've said this before. If you have a home, and there has been reports of oil being stolen again, it's now a very, what will we call it? It's nearly like gold at this
stage. It is. I mean, it's doubled in price. And we have it on our guard. The fire comes up every now and again. Somebody's home heating oil recently filled and it's gone.
How many of us have a lock on our oil tank? Probably none of us.
No.
Okay. Fellas are pulling up in trailers and they're detaching pipes and filling up and taking off and leaving the rest of it flow out. When that oil flows out, whether it be in the manner I've just described, or in the manner of that it just happens, because oil tanks do crack, they do leak, okay, they do corrode as well. And if that oil gets into the soil, and worse still, gets into your house, you have a serious problem, a very serious problem.
Yeah.
And it's not the fill of oil you'll be worried about, I can tell you. It's the cleanup.
The consequences afterwards, yeah.
Environmental cleanup could be in the order of €100,000, and that is no exaggeration, because I've seen them.
Okay, so if your oil was stolen, are you covered on a standard house insurance policy?
Yes, if your oil is stolen, that's
okay.
That's probably the easiest part of the claim. Okay. It's if there's any damage done while they're stealing it, such as, and this seems to be what we're seeing, is that they're driving away quickly from the scene, and as a result, they're letting the rest of it flow out. They take so much of it, and then they go.
Okay, so a lot of households will have expensive items, like, say, a ride-on lawnmower, or the mm-hmm. new one is the electric bikes, and they're quite expensive, or e-scooters. Are they all covered under your house insurance?
No, they're not, is the answer. There's only four insurers covering electric bikes properly. Four insurers. Four out of 20. That leaves 16 that are not. So 20% of the insurers are covering you, and 80% are not. You need to get it checked.
And is that the same for a ride-on lawnmower, which are expensive items?
Ride-on lawnmowers as well. They cannot be driven on the road because that's the Road Traffic Act. You see, I think we had this discussion on the scooters previously.
Yeah.
That if you can't register your vehicle, your lawnmower, whatever it may be, your bike, whatever, then you shouldn't be on the road with it because you need Road Traffic Act cover. And your house insurance will give you some personal cover when it's on your own land. So the ride-on lawnmower, and more especially now, the value of your ride-on lawnmower, because we're getting requests of ride-on lawnmowers. We'd one there last week where the guy had two of them, totaling €10,000.
They're not cheap. Now, last week on the programme, we were talking about dogs and dog attacks. And actually, we had a family farmer on and she was talking about they lost 20 ewes. It was devastating just before Christmas. But somebody made the point that if you could track the dog back to the owner, that the owner's house insurance would cover the cost of the damage the dog had done. Is that true?
That is correct.
Ah.
That is correct. If there is house insurance and there is a dog covered, but there is one proviso, that they're not one of the in the Dangerous Dogs Act section, right? And that would include Rottweilers, Alsatians, Pit Bulls. Those dogs must be
muzzled
and kept on a very strong lead and handled by somebody over the age of 16. So if one of those dogs gets out, you could be in trouble.
Yeah, and if unfortunately it was an Alsatian. But for ordinary dogs, you are covered under your house insurance if, God forbid, something happens.
And yes, but you got to check. There's some stipulations on some house policies that the dog has to be, it's only within their own land, not out in the public.
Then for people listening who maybe are childminders, looking after children in their own home,
very popular.
Yeah, is that house insurance?
It's not funny? Automatic.
No.
Absolutely not automatic. You need one. Please talk to your insurer. Please talk to your broker and get advice on this because it is important and it's all well and fine and we all do it. So just be on the right side of that.
And would that the same be for other people who come into your house? Maybe you've got a gardener who comes in or a nanny or an au pair or the window cleaner. Are you covered for those people?
In general, you're covered for your window cleaner, your guy cleaning the chutes, your guy doing a bit of gardening. However, the one that's really catching us out at the moment is the carer, right? And who is the carer and who isn't the carer? If you're coming from the HSE, fine. If you're coming from a private company that has insurance, fine. However, casual carers or friends coming in to do the caring, that needs to be told to your insurance company because certain insurers are now excluding it.
Okay.
The word carer, you need to be very careful.
Yeah, and we know that there are a lot of people, Nora down the road, who are a nice caring person and might be popping in and doing 2 hours, you know, every day with somebody and they technically are a carer but they're going into somebody else's home. Okay, then you want to talk about roofs. Now, you've got non-standard roofs. What's a non-standard roof?
Well, okay, we'll start with it because it's been in the paper this morning. Thatched roofs are non-standard to start with.
They look gorgeous.
They look gorgeous. They're virtually impossible to insure. We have 1-1.5 insurers at the moment. So you're really getting into, you're tightening up. You won't get that quote online. You won't, you know what I mean? Most people, the minute you mention the word thatched, they don't want to know. It's a specialist insurance that has to be put on a thatched house. The other one, the one that I always talk about, is when, I suppose back in the 70s, we all started putting on the back kitchen.
The lean-to.
the lean-to or the porch or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And even the word flat roofs doesn't even stand up because, as you just said, lean-to, is there the guy with a bit of a brain put a bit of a tilt in it so the water would run off it.
Mm.
But in the main, the ones that are flat, what happens is the water lodges on top of them and they're torch on felt. So they're susceptible to the weather. So like yesterday, beautiful day yesterday, today it's raining down on top of them and they crack and the water gets in, it ingresses in, and next thing, what's underneath it? Chipboard. It used to be chipboard in the 70s. As we've changed them, we've put in plywood, but they do they could be serious damage. I saw a beautiful kitchen one time worth €20,000 destroyed by a roof that could have been sorted for €1,000.
Okay, so bear that, keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind and check your roof and don't leave anything to chance.
Houses that are left unattended we're not talking about somebody just going away for a weekend away or a week's holidays. We're talking about for longer periods of time. How is your house insurance affected by that?
Once again, you have to check with each and every insurer. Some are 30 days, some are 60, and some are 90. And we're getting an awful lot of people now saying, oh, I'm going to Lanzarote for 2 months.
Lucky then. But
elderly people, they want to go for a nice bit of
sun.
Yeah, you need, like with your health insurance, make sure that you're covered. Check everything before you go. And if you have an alarm, make sure the alarm is on. Make sure you leave no windows open, none. Because these guys have not gone away. The criminals have not gone away. If they see an open window and nobody and no activity, they'll cage the house out, case it out, and they'll be watching. And next thing, all of a sudden, oh, I see while you were away there, Patricia, there was a guy cleaning your windows.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay,
your neighbours.
Yeah, William has a question about remote working, and now his back room is now technically his office. Does he need to inform his home insurance company?
He does need to, but in general it's fine. But he does need to, because now there's a two-way responsibility here. The employer has responsibility as well to make sure that he's working in a safe environment. And there was a major claim in Germany, went to the courts, where the guy fell over wires in his house and is trying to sue his insurance company. He's trying to sue his employer now, because his insurance company said he wasn't covered. So he's trying to sue his employer for falling over the wires and injuring himself.
Yeah, that's the times in which
we live.
Yeah, absolutely. Mandy's grandfather recently invested in hearing aids. They were very expensive items. She said we were only talking about it at the weekend. Should he get them individually insured?
I would say yes. There's two ways to do it. We can insure them individually on a separate standalone policy, which is highly recommended. Or we have one insurer, I think maybe two, who will add them to their house policy. But it's a very common thing that people lose hearing aids. And as correctly pointed out, they are seriously expensive.
Some of the digital ones, you're talking thousands. I mean, you are talking thousands.
Maybe up to €2,000, yes.
And flooding and subsidence.
Well, I suppose because we're in that area here in Mallow and Fermoy in particular.
And parts of West Cork and parts of the city, anywhere at all.
Mentioned Skibbereen and Bantry is nearly a no-no at this stage because there's no work after taking place by the OPW, but hopefully there will be in the near future. But in places like Skibbereen, Fermoy and Mallow, we've had flood relief plans. And they've worked in general 99%, we can't say 100 yet, but nearly 100, they're getting there. And the insurance companies in Ireland won't recognise them. And I've been on this bandwagon now for a long time, up and down to Oireachtas member. Sean Sherlock has been a great help to me, as have all the other East Cork TDs. And we're banging our, we've met several ministers, we're banging our head against the stone wall.
It's so unfair.
Insurance companies.
Yeah, it is so
unfair. We have one insurer who will look at it. If we can fit the bill, and we've got houses covered in Mallow, Skibbereen, and from I am delighted to say in McCarthy's, that have been in a flood area but are now protected, and we will recognise the demountable defences.
Okay, and that gives people peace of mind when in their own homes. And just very finally, we're right in the middle of the season. I saw a load of children on Saturday who made their first Holy Communion, all looking gorgeous, all heading home for the big party and the bouncy castle in the garden. Are bouncy castles covered on your house insurance?
In general, no.
Oh.
Absolutely, in general, no. We have one insurer in particular, but they have serious stipulations attached such that it's supervised at all times, the motor is kept so many metres away from it, and that it's pegged down properly. So, you know what I mean? Once again, it's a big, big no-no. What happened here is, to be fair, is that the Bouncy Castle companies all had their own insurance, which was all well and fine. But that is gone. Now, there was a big push last week to have it replaced. We haven't heard that it has been. So you need to be, I suppose my advice to everybody, look, get your Bouncy Castle. All my friends got their Bouncy Castles. That's no problem. But you need to be on the ball, because when there's other kids in your house, if they break an arm or a leg, they'll be suing your household policy. And if they say it happened in a Bouncy Castle, there's no cover.
Okay, very, very quickly, Anne wants to know if a member, an adult member of the family, cleans out the chutes, office clean out her chutes, would she be covered?
Once again, and I should have said this earlier when you mentioned it, you yourself, you're the policy holder, yourself, your husband and your family. You have no cover for injury on or in your house. It's members of the public coming in, your neighbours, your friends, your relations who don't reside with you. So you, and we've had several cases of this, if you, Patricia, God forbid, now we'll say this hypothetically, had an accident in the house, you are not covered under your house insurance. Nobody is. That cover is not there.
Okay.
The cover is there for somebody coming into your house.
To do work. Okay. We're way over on time, and I can see people looking for the insurance companies that cover electric bikes. Go talk to your brokers, and that's exactly what Paul is. Listen, Paul, thank you for that. We'll talk again next month. You're always a mine of information. Thanks for joining us. Good morning to you, Paul Kavanagh of McCarthy Insurance Group.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.